A drunk driver who killed a 69-year-old grandmother in North Burnaby 4 years ago got his driver's license back this week thanks to a legal absurdity that is up to Parliament to fix, according to the BC Court of Appeal. On June 7, 2019, New Westminster resident Roberto Francisco was driving 167 km per hour on Lougheed Highway near Brentwood Mall with a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit when his BMW jumped the curb and slammed into 69-year-old Louise Landreth, killing her. Landreth, a retired Harrington, aunt, accountant, had been on a walk during a visit to family living in the area. Francisco pleaded guilty in January 2022 to criminal negligence causing death and sentenced in February 2022 to 4 years in prison and a 4-year driving ban. At his sentencing, Francisco agreed a driving ban was appropriate, albeit a 2-year ban. After being released from custody in less than a year, however, Francisco appealed the ban, arguing the judge had no jurisdiction to impose it. The BC Court of Appeal agreed. In a ruling Thursday, the court set aside the driving ban, ruling the judge had erred in imposing it. At issue was a 2018 Criminal Code Amendment, Bill C-46, designed to create a stronger approach to punishing driving offenses. As part of the amendment, a section governing discretionary driving bans was replaced. The new section in the Criminal Code states the court can impose a driving ban on a person who's been convicted of certain driving offenses. But criminal negligence causing death, the offense Francisco pleaded guilty to, was not included on the list. It is a scheme that does not include the offenses of criminal negligence causing death, criminal negligence causing bodily injury or manslaughter, all of which did appear in the former section of the Criminal Code, states the ruling, written by Justice Ronald Skullrood. The ruling noted the Ontario Court of Appeal had said the failure to include those offences had led to an absurdity, namely that driving bans can be imposed for less serious offences, such as dangerous driving, but not for the more serious offence of criminal negligence causing death. The more serious the offence becomes, the less available the driving ban becomes, stated the ruling, quoting the Ontario Court. In a unanimous ruling, the BC Appeals Court ultimately agreed with the finding of the Ontario Court, saying the new section in the Criminal Code cannot be read as permitting the imposition of a driving prohibition upon a conviction for criminal negligence causing death. Though this interpretation has the effect of making a driving prohibition unavailable for the more serious offense but available for the lesser offense, this drafting error, if it is indeed one, falls to Parliament and not the court to correct, stated the ruling. Francisco's appeal was allowed and his driving ban set aside. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter @cornaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.